Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love. Thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. And thank you for the mercy of being led by your Spirit to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, precious disciples, sons, children of the light. Our readings is Matthew 12, and sorry, I'm letting my wife sleep in, so I'm sharing this morning. Okay, verse 1, at that time Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry? And those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor from those who were with him, but only from the priest? Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Phew, hallelujah. I just see, you know, the David was a type of Jesus, and also a type for us, because the Bible says we have the sure mercies of David. And just as God met him and God took hold of him and God taught him, and it was a systematic growth in faith, from the looking after the sheep to overcoming the lion and then the bear and then Goliath and on into the glorious liberty, the plan that God had for his life. So that's our walk now in Jesus. So you've got David here as a shadow. You've got the temple as something that has passed away. It was a shadow. We are now the temple built on the foundation of the prophets, including David. And we now, in Jesus, we live and move and have our being. And then the shadow year of the bread that they ate in the temple, we now in the temple, and we get our daily bread. And his mercies are new every morning. So God's not looking for sacrifice, but obedience. And you also got the picture of the shadow of what was the Sabbath, the original seventh day. Was a day where God rested from all his works with his creation. So he was in the perfection. Everything was good. Everything made in perfection. And then God made Adam, representing all mankind. And then he now rested in fellowship with Adam. And Adam rested in fellowship with him. So that was the original Sabbath. God enjoying his mankind, and mankind represented in Adam enjoying him. And then the fall came. And then all the shadows came. The Sabbath day, the temple, the showbread. But the reality is God made us for fellowship. I like it in John 8. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness." And that's what we've called to do now. We've got to walk in the light. And just as we see here that Jesus offended the religious people, we can also do that. I think of in my walk, I was led to cycle to Durban. And while we're doing that cycle, and that, there's lots of things started happening in the Transkei. And people were saying, "You can't go through the Transkei." But just at the very border, before we entered in, I still said to the two guys that were with me, "Are we going to walk by faith or are we going to walk by fear?" And then I said, because I've chosen to live by faith. And living by faith is listening to what the Lord's saying. And we have now passed from death into life. And life is now walking in tune with God, walking in tune with our Lord as he works in us to will and to do. And then they said, "No, let's go." And we overcame that. So you stay in tune with the Lord. And then also, it's so important that everything's prayed through, that you You don't go walk in presumption or foolishness. You walk by faith. And also on that trip, there came a time in that I was pushing it, and I had my two or three witnesses not to carry on, but I pushed on, and then I had an accident. But praise God, after that hiding, after that correction, and I repented, God gave me the power, me and the rest of the two guys, to go on and fulfill the vision. So it's all about staying with Jesus. We've got something greater than the Sabbath. Now, we've got the Son of God that has brought us into the Sabbath rest, where we cease from our own works and we enter into the works laid out for us by staying in tune, by walking in the light as He is in the light. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all darkness. And we now, the temple of God, showing we have passed from death into life, and we now together with Him, we are a fragrance of the resurrection, a fragrance of the new life. And so that's what it says. Stay in obedience, stay listening to your Lord, and working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, because it is God that is working with you. So that's why you don't want to miss out on anything He's got for you, and so you stay with Him. Amen. In Him we live and move and have our being, holding fast the word of life, holding on to it. It says we shine in this world, in this dark world. So hold fast to the word of life. Hold fast to your Savior. Hold fast to His leadings day by day, and you will be lights in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.